Well, good morning. It is 8:12. It's Galesburg's Morning News. You know, I should fade this music out, and there's some other music I could play. Why not? The original.
You just crashed your car, had an accident.
Who doesn't know
and
this?
And don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
By the way, that was directly from Dave's newly updated website. You can play the jingle on there. If you ever miss it, you're arguing with somebody about a lyric, which we should all know the lyrics by now, but if you're arguing with somebody, there you go. You can pull it right up on the website. Joining us this morning, the owner of Dave's Auto Body. We call him the doctor, Dr. Dave Dunn. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks so much for having me in once again.
Yeah, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, you know, that jingle, it's so iconic. I mean, anybody that's lived here for any length of time knows it. And that you know what, I guess going back, you know, talking about advertising, and you've done a lot and helped a lot of folks around the area with your master's marketing program. That one in particular, where did the idea come from? Or did you rely on, was it on a marketing company or a jingle company where did the idea come from?
Well, the idea absolutely came from other marketing professionals that were calling on me trying to sell me stuff. Actually, somebody from Quad Cities TV came around and we visited for a while about, you know, you probably need a hook that'll stick in people's brain. And I actually wrote the words to it myself and then sent it to Memphis and somebody down there, some professional studio, put the music to it. And we tested maybe a dozen different alterations of it and came up with this one. And I guess we hit a home run with it.
Well, I say the lyrics are what make it, because everybody knows them. That's for sure. Well, let's talk, Dave, first off, the whole pandemic thing. I mean, and I have argued through this whole thing that, you know, we're picking and choosing what businesses are essential. And like, to me, I don't know what's not essential, especially if you're a business owner, but for you guys, there have been portions of your business that have been open, but portions that have not. So kind of talk about your survival through this whole thing, because on top of it, you know, not that you like that people get in accidents, but that's what happens. But people haven't been driving nearly as much. So does that mean that in on that side of it, has business dropped off a little bit? Or
yeah, it's dropped off a little bit. Right now, we're about 65% of normal as far as just pace through the door traffic, as we call it. And up at the Quad Cities, we're actually at 100%. They had a storm prior to the storm, first couple of weeks of the pandemic. We were really dead because people had stopped driving altogether. And now we're fairly busy up there, but that'll come to an end. The experts that I read, automotive people, both the car salespeople and car repair people, tell us that the miles driven is the number one indicator of what's going to happen, whether it's in purchasing cars or having cars repaired, and that miles driven are around 50% of what they were 3 months ago. So that's a pretty significant drop. You would anticipate there would be far less accidents associated with that.
Absolutely. A lot of deer out there. I've seen a lot of dead deer, so people are hitting them somewhere, but just there's still not nearly as many vehicles out on the roads, though.
No, that's true. And like I talk to a lot of people around the country, as you know, with our practice with Masters, and consult with some folks. And we have shops that we've worked with that are down as much as 75-80%. So they're virtually ready to close their doors. You have others who are probably closer to us and at 50-75% of their business is still their range. We feel fortunate to retain that much. And with the government PPP program, we were able to employ 100% of our staff, which was a real godsend for at least an 8-week period of time.
Well, yeah, because even though the, you know, like somebody wanted to come in who had bought the detail for life or just wanted the detail, that portion of business has not necessarily been open, but not that you're not doing that for free vehicles that have been coming in for repair. So those guys have still been able to do their work.
Right. And we're operating with a little less crew than what we had prior pandemic. Starting this week, because of some loosening of restrictions and so on, we feel like we're back to able to pretty much do everything we've always done before. And believe it or not, there's a huge demand for detail, even during the pandemic.
Yeah. I know, speaking of detail, you'd had the fire last year. We talked to, or I guess it's been 2 years ago now.
Yeah, 2 years.
Jeez. Yeah, because the fire sauce is the 2018 fire sauce.
That's
makes
right.
sense, which, by the way, it's delicious. Yes. It is one of my two favorite hot sauces now, by the way. I got to tell you.
Awesome.
I use a lot of it. But anyway, so your new building, you finally got that up and running now. And so that is that kind of full tilt, or, I mean, aside from the pandemic.
Yeah, aside from the pandemic, we can definitely do more work out of there. Even though it's built on the same footprint, it's built with a little more intelligent design. And, of course, all of the features like the climate control and everything are just newer and more modern than they were before.
Any other additions out there over recently? Or
we did. For many, many years, we've been trying to buy some property behind our main shop because we're just crowded. If anybody knows, we've had to rent parking and employee parking and crash lot parking. And so a couple of years ago, we were able to purchase a little strip of ground behind. We built a 150-by-52 building mainly for storage. And that's really come in quite handy. We had a little hailstorm this spring, and that gave us room to process a few more cars. Some of these cars today require a lot more sophisticated checking of the electronics before and after, pre and post scanning of cars. Some of them require a lot of space to do that so that you can manage the accident avoidance systems and so on. So that building's come in really handy for that.
Yeah, I think, were we talking about that off the air, that there was thought, it's like, hey, there's another new building behind Dave's. Yeah, we just talked about that the other day. So Grand Avenue here in Galesburg, and yeah, I know there's going to be a big project coming up. We had Wayne Carl on a couple of weeks ago talking about, and this obviously is going to be a state project, that they decided to do a bigger job on Grand Avenue than what originally was planned. It's going to be more like the North Henderson Street. The bottom line is that, yes, people will still be able to get to you because you got the side road coming up, but it's one of those that's like, when it's over, it'll be great when they get that started. But it looks like it's going to be more than a year before they start that one, though, too.
Yeah, we went through something like that, oh, gosh, probably 30 years ago with just resurfacing Grand Avenue, and it was quite difficult, and we didn't have the same access for side entrance that we do now. But now you can get to us off of Pennsylvania or Michigan Avenue. Most people are familiar with that. And we have a great entrance there by the detail shop. So either way, we'll be able to still accommodate folks.
Absolutely. Dave Dunn is the owner of Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue here in Galesburg. And not only there, he's expanded. And what a perfect time to expand and get something else going. But no, you've expanded to the Quad Cities, actually in East Moline at Green Chevrolet, which is really easy to find if you come, you know, if you're going up 74 to 80 and you get off at Kelowna, if you're going in that way, like say you're going to United Township High School, right where the curve is there, you see Joe Green Chevrolet off to the right. And so that's where your new shop is located, right in that area. What was the impetus behind wanting to expand?
Yeah, well, first of all, there was no great plan like almost everything in my life. I stumbled into it. But what had happened is Jill Green had given me a call during a master's week. Actually, we had a whole bunch of body shop people in town. She knew that. And they had really struggled with some of their body shop managers. And at that time had a crisis come up and wanted to know, is there any way you guys can come up and just put somebody in here to run it for us or do some consulting or both? And we said, sure. So Rob was free, and Robbie went up there and started just kind of sorting through some of the difficulties they were having. And within a month, conversations led to, why don't you just buy this from us? And so that's what happened. But there was no great plan. It just was timing. And we'll see if it was good timing with this pandemic, because, you know, normally you don't like to plunk a bunch of money down buying something and then have that industry affected, like all of our industries are affected.
Yeah, and not, you know, obviously there's competition here, but you're talking Quad Cities, there's a whole lot more competition. So I guess it's educating people on what it is that you guys do, and a big part of that is your advertising.
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to be able to do some, like, TV advertising, for instance, and even Galesburg Reach is stronger than you might think up there. More and more people that come in to the East Moline store will say, oh, I know your jingle, and they'll sing your jingle back
really?
To you. It's like, really?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're, you know, 45 miles away from Galesburg and you still know it. So we play that into Quad City advertising now, and it seems to be having the same effect that it had here and has had for the last 30 years in Galesburg.
Good. So people, if for whatever reason they live closer up there or relative up in that area that's gotten in an accident, make the recommendation because they can expect the same kind of service and work you do here.
Absolutely. And also having the close ties with General Motors as well as Hyundai has been quite helpful too, because it gives us access to some OEM stuff that maybe we wouldn't have had as easy of access to before. And they've got a pretty loyal customer base. So we're hoping to capitalize on that with that relationship. And we think it's going to be real good. Gives Rob kind of his own thing to do instead of, you know, being kind of under my shadow here in Galesburg. He's his own guy. And I just go up there and you know, shake hands, kiss babies, and buy lunch once in a while.
Dave Dunn is the owner of Dave's Auto Body, joining us here this morning. What about, you know, finding employees up there? Was that something that was tough to do? I mean, because it probably had to be some changes, obviously, with the troubles they had had.
Probably many industries, but if you read any auto news, they always talk about the terrible shortage of technicians and that. We've never experienced that. You know, we recruit year round. Like, I have recruiting cards in my pocket right now. If I observe somebody's behavior that I like, I give them a recruiting card, whether or not they have a skill specific thing that would fit into our organization. So we tend to hire character and teach skills. That being said, we retained every single employee that we wanted to retain. I think we only lost two total. So that's that. We anticipated 100% turnover and really didn't have that. And now we have a stack of resumes of people who want to work for us. So we've been super fortunate that way.
Well, and I guess the good thing also, the reputation of from your employees here too, as far as the way you treat them, how well you treat them, that sounds like that must have carried over up to that area as well.
That's for sure. And then, you know, even switching over like paint systems so that we're doing it all the same way, there's oftentimes that's really difficult. But having a parent facility here in Galesburg where we can bring people down and train them for a few weeks at a time, they're ready to run when they hit the doors in East Moline.
Dave Dunn is the owner of Dave's Auto Body here in Galesburg, East Moline now as well, the new location. Talk about, I know we have had you on before just kind of talk about the business in general, but like the most recent big changes in that industry, how recent was that? Like the biggest change, the biggest difference in what it is you guys do?
Two things have impacted us quite a bit from a capital investment standpoint. One of them is preparing and being absolutely ready for aluminum repair because more and more aluminum being used in vehicles. I mean, there's shops that'll just like put a curtain up and say, okay, this is my aluminum area, but we're not good with that. So you have to have an aluminum room that has its own air makeup system so that you don't cross-contaminate to the steel or the steel to the aluminum. That's one. And the training and technology and welders that go with that were quite expensive. And the other thing is just with so many electronics and the scanning tools that we need to purchase and buy and people that we need to partner with to make sure that the vehicle is actually repaired appropriately. You know, most people wouldn't know it, but even if you had occupants in a car, we need to make sure that we've cleared all codes even for occupant sensors. Like, you know, are the seats safe for the automobile? Are the airbags going to deploy when they're supposed to do that? And that's came, even though we've had airbags for a long time, all of this, you know, lane departure warnings and accident avoidance and radar, sonar, cruise controls, those are relatively new, and we feel like we're just our head spinning trying to keep up all the time with the technology.
Yeah, so it's more the automotive technology that kind of overflows into what you guys are doing then.
Absolutely. And then, you know, with Masters, our other company, our primary audience is the automotive audience. We have many other industries that come, but that's kind of a good thing for us too because we get a chance to find out what people in Australia are doing or California or just any other geographic location that we're not in.
So you're never not learning.
That's
kind of what it comes down to.
Oh, man, if you cannot sit still in probably any business. No. The only one I know is the automotive business, but I can tell you that it's ever-changing. We see it as even this current mess that we're going through probably an opportunity for us because we're going to have to probably streamline some things and maybe do some things differently that we might have gotten a little bit too comfortable with in the past.
Dave Dunn, the owner of Dave's Auto Body, joining us here this morning, of course, on Grand Avenue here in Galesburg. Also, of course, brand-new location up in East Moline, located at Jill Green Chevrolet. Pretty easy to find. And, again, you've got relatives or anybody who lives up in that area and they need service. You know how good it is here. Recommend they go there, too.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, and it really has been interesting how many people have relocated, Galesburg folks, and they'll call up and say, hey, can I get my Detail for Life up there now? And it's like, we don't actually have the same detail services up there, but we do our best to accommodate them. If they're a Galesburg customer and they've earned Detail for Life, we'll do whatever we can to make sure that happens.
Dave Dunn, owner of Dave's Auto Body. What else do we need to know about what's going on now, Dave, and with you guys and your industry?
Well, we're all learning every day, you know, because we really don't know what the shape of the industry is going to be in the future. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that were struggling before any business that are may not have their doors open, but we're strong and we know we'll be there. And we aim to keep 100% of our people going, even if it's a little painful and not as profitable, because that's our number one resource.
Palm tree in East Moline?
Boy, I get asked that every day almost. I'll tell you what we do have. We have Dave's Green Sauce, so it is not available in Galesburg.
Oh, okay.
It's made by the same company that makes the 2018 Fire Sauce for us. So it's not Dave's Gator Sauce. It's a special sauce, and it's a little hotter. If you like things hotter, the red sauce, I believe, is a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10 by their metrics, and this is a 6. So it's got a little attitude to it. And, so green Chevrolet, Dave's Auto Body at Green Chevrolet, kind of a play on all that. We've put it on some billboards up there, and a surprising number of people stop in already and just say, hey, I hear you guys give away sauce. So, we're trying to engage people even outside of any transaction.
Because someday they're going to need you.
Yeah, statistically every 7 to 10 years. So it's a long cycle, and so we have to do what we can to be top of the mind with folks over a long period of time.
Well, especially out there right now with all the construction with the bridge and everything and all the convoluted getting to and from the I-74 bridge, there's all kind of accidents. In fact, last time I was up that way, the ramp at the top of Avenue of the Cities, there was like 2 ambulances, 4 cop cars, fire truck, and then down about 200 yards from that there was another accident too. So it's like
and as you mentioned, there's a lot of competition, but like in most areas, there's probably only 3 or 4 shops that would compare to us, at the equipment level and experience level and so on. So even though there's a lot of shops, we have a little bit of a niche there for some of the more sophisticated things.
I was gonna say, is that something where did you have to invest in new equipment as to what you had here to go up there?
We sure did.
Fun. There's the fun part.
Yeah. And some of it you just get a little blindsided by. You assume that people have things that they didn't have. And so in our case, we had to do some serious upgrades on the paint booths because we spray it's called a waterborne paint we have for years. And it should require some really specific and special drying equipment. A lot of shops get by with just like a little hand hair dryer, but that doesn't work for a shop of our nature. So outfitting those, improving welders, electronic measuring systems, scanners, things that we just have to have to fix the car the way we want to fix it. So, we spent a few dollars.
It sounds like it. All right. Dave Dunn, owner of Dave's Auto Body here in Galesburg, of course, on Grand Avenue. Look for the palm tree and in East Moline as well. And check out the green sauce up there, too. And, again, for all your auto body needs, that's the place. Dave's Auto Body. Dave, we always appreciate you taking time. I know it's kind of a different week for you than normally Run Galesburg Run would have been coming up. But even though, I know you decided to, for many reasons, that had to get that up, a lot of manpower, a lot of time and money invested in that. But even so, it wouldn't have been happening anyway, and you just would have been out a bunch of money this time around with the pandemic. So
that's my ability to prophesy.
Exactly. See, you knew something was going to happen.
Yeah, we are going to have a little informal run starting at Dave's Auto Body next Saturday. Don't know what time yet. Obviously, you have to keep distancing and so on, so there will be no gathering. Chip Brandenburg, who's been part and parcel of the race every year, helping set up the start-finish line and so on, is kind of organizing a little soft back road sort of 5K for people to kind of commemorate the what would have been the 9th year for Run Galesburg Run.
I would have no trouble distancing. Everybody would be at least 500 yards in front of me. I'm just saying. I'd be way back.
It's easy when you're on a bike.
Right, exactly. Well, Dave, as always, thank you so much. I always appreciate your time, and best of luck, not only here, but with the new venture in East Moline.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me.